You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Head over to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, and get yourself the new promotional on their Burger Perfection package. It's awesome. Draft night Friday, we're actually going to be grilling and eating those Omaha Steak burgers on the show. So if you want to watch what people's faces look like when they're eating those steak burgers from Omaha Steaks, check it out Friday night. We're going to be chowing down on those. Today on the show, I got Kenny Mac with me, Ken McDonald, president of the Ottawa Browns Backers Club. Kenny, how are we doing today?
Man, I am feeling great. The biggest thing here up in Ottawa, we've actually got this thing, this big orb in the sky. It's called the sun.
Whoa, the sun?
We're feeling pretty good up here. In Celsius, we're hitting 25 degrees, so I got shorts on. I'm feeling great, and I can't wait to talk about some draft.
Awesome. So when the sun's out, that's grilling weather, right? So Omaha Steaks, yeah. We have another plug for that. But
Omaha Steaks, man, those burgers look so tasty.
They are.
Different kind. I got to find out what that's about.
I legit just had some for lunch. Like, my girlfriend and I made them for lunch today. They were awesome. I always have them in the freezer. I've always got them. I'm always stocked up.
Yeah, they look amazing.
So today we are going through our final mock draft episode before the real draft, which, you know, the things kick off Thursday night. So later in the week, you guys are going to see an episode from us. We're going to do some hot take, bold predictions, NFL draft trade scenarios, things that we're predicting to happen. They're just, it's kind of some fun scenarios, things we've heard in the media, things we've, you know, rumors floated around. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're getting input from guys like Kenny, some other people out of the dog pack. I think I put a post on Twitter to see if anybody had any bold predictions they want on the show. So send them in. We're going to play them. But, and yeah, so Friday night, draft night, 7 o'clock. Make sure you guys are tuned in to YouTube Live. We're going to do the second, third round as much as we can. We're going to go at least till about 10 o'clock. And we have the homage t-shirt giveaway. There's going to be a winner each hour. So stay tuned. If you don't know how to enter, just head over to our Twitter page. All the information is right there. Kenny, why don't you start us off with first of all, let's go with your positions of need for the Browns. What areas of the team should the Browns, in your opinion, be focusing on in the draft?
Yeah, like I put a little roster together of what it might look like for kickoff game day 2023. And when I look at the roster, the biggest thing that sticks out to me is linebacker. Number one, we got a couple guys that are coming off injuries. And the depth just isn't great. And we saw those guys kind of get run over last year. So I don't really know where they are as far as like depth. And that's concerned. However, given the state of our defensive line, I think it's a little bit better and they may shine more. But I just really want to see linebackers. So that's my number one need. Another one would be defensive tackle. And the reason I'm picking tackle, I was okay with it. just with the news of Perrion Winfrey, and he's skating on some real thin ice right now. If anything happens, they're still really deliberating kind of where he is. So DT and depth, and maybe that starter next to Tomlinson, I'm a little worried about, because again, I don't know where Branch is as far as not playing last year. Then after that, I'd have to again go back to the defense. If we had an injury in the safety room, I'd be a little weary of where we would be. And I know that obviously there's free agents probably still yet to be signed, but let's just say it's the season starting tomorrow. So safety would be my next one. So mainly depth. Then after that, I would be going on offense. And from offense down, I'd be looking at running back depth, because we still really don't know what we're going to get out of last year's rookie Ford. Our receiver depth, just because we lost Woods. Center depth is a concern because it was a massive drop off last year with Posick, and then some OT depth as well. And that's kind of the way I would rate it.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, we've kind of talked about this on the show the last few weeks. The Browns have 8 picks in the draft. We don't anticipate the Browns using all 8 just because we don't know if they've got 8 roster spots available, especially available for rookies. It just seems like if the Browns aren't getting guys that are on their board who they feel can come in and contribute either at a, you know, a substantial depth piece or contribute immediately on special teams in a specific way, I don't think they're bringing them in. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, like, obviously I'm going to pick that and what I just said, and that's where I feel they need some pieces.
Right.
But take a look at the roster and the overall depth, you know, OC and OT are really luxury, so you kind of wipe that away, right? And then when you take those pieces out, what it really leaves you with and the concerns would be defensive tackle, linebacker overall, safety depth, and then you'd be looking at running back depth and a little bit maybe receiver, but I'm still okay with that. But those would be my main four. So I'd say maybe 5 guys might make the roster. What do you think?
I think that's fair. I think one nice thing about this draft, just if you're listening to draft analysts and draft circles, things like that, it is pretty deep at running back. So the Browns don't need to necessarily, I don't want to use the word waste. That's not the right word, but allocate a higher pick to a running back to bring in some sort of depth that they can believe in. I think that there are guys they can find 5th round and on, 6th, 7th, maybe some UDFAs as well that could come in. I really think that there's a good running back, a good crop of prospects coming out this season. Let's focus real quick then on linebacker primarily. That was your number one area of need. Who are some guys that if they start to slide in the draft that you think the Browns might be looking at, or at least that you would be looking at saying, oh, I'm hoping to see the notification come up that the Browns traded up for this pick?
Yeah, there's 3 guys that I really like. They all can hit. 2 of them can really run. One would be Drew Pearson out of Arkansas. He's kind of rated in the 20s right now. If he were to fall for some reason, just because they're linebackers, and I don't think Andrew Berry is the only one that just doesn't want to pay or draft high in that area, he would definitely be high on my list. I know that's a guy's been kind of clamored for in my own backer group. My personal opinion would be I like Jack Campbell. Again, I don't think he's going to fall, but I think he's someone that could really shore up the middle, and he likes to hit. Supposedly he's got the size, and sorry, supposedly he can like cover as well, but his main thing is a downfield hitter, and I'd really like to have him on the team. The other guy that, now he's had 2 visits with the Browns, so that I don't know how big that is or it's a smokescreen, but Trenton Smith and
Trenton Simpson.
Trenton Simpson, thanks.
Yep. Nope, you're good.
Yeah.
A lot of names. And, I know you're thinking of Mozzie Smith, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I would really like him. That'll be another conversation. And but he can run, he can hit, he's got good size, and those would be the 3 targets for me. Now, what are we going to get him in a 3rd round scenario? It'd be highly unlikely. We'd have to trade some capital up to get them.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely a trade back into the, I would say probably mid to late 2nd round to get somebody if they start to fall. I think if they're falling past, well, I don't know what draft spot you want to put on it, 48, something like that, you know, maybe you can start to see the Browns make a move.
What you're looking at and what I've seen as far as like when you take the capital and you put it together with that little spreadsheet that the NFL uses to calculate trade value, ultimately you're looking around pick 48 to 52.
Okay.
And you'd be getting rid of your third round, 74. You'd be getting rid of your 96th overall pick, and you'd be getting around your sixth overall pick. Your sixth round pick is what I would say. So that's kind of what you're looking at.
Okay. Well, we're going to do two mock drafts on the show here today with Kenny. The first one we're going to go through, they're both of them are going to be done on PFF, their mock draft simulator. The first one we're going to go through all 8 picks that the Browns currently have, no trades, nothing like that. And then that one will be a little quicker. And then we'll do a second one where we actually do make a trade, kind of like Kenny was just proposing. If somebody that we've discussed that we like starts to fall in that draft, we'll go ahead and move up and take them. See what the grade ends up being for that.
Yeah, we'll be the two next Andrew Berrys, man. Let's go.
That's right, man. Okay, so before we do it, we just talked about linebackers. Are there any other specific prospects that you want to make mention of before we dive into the mocks?
Well, here's one that I've been looking at, and it's kind of been all over the map, but the potential and just the overall rating is super high, but because they're a running back, I've seen them draft really low. So I've seen the draft pick for this individual from 20, I believe, which is the Cowboys, all the way down to third with another team. I don't recall. Maybe it was the Bengals. Would it be Bijan Robinson?
Oh, yeah?
And he's been all over the place in mock drafts. Now, where he goes, like let's say he falls mid-second round. Say he falls, he's at 40, pick 40. Would you go get him?
Well, me personally, I'm going to say no, because I know we've had a lot of running back debates on the show here recently. You know, we have Nick Chubb, and I just don't think Bijan Robinson, first of all, I don't think he makes it out of the first round. I really don't. Honestly, there's a chance.
I 100% agree with you, but what I'm saying and I'm posturing this, you know what I mean? If it were to happen. Right?
If it were to happen, I see so many other immediate needs that we have. I just don't see running back. I see that as more of a depth need than an immediate, we need a guy who can come in and hit home runs right away, because we've already got that guy. I'd rather get a guy that I feel can hit home runs at linebacker, like we talked about, or interior D-line, edge rush, or something. If an elite level wide receiver starts to slip down the board, something like that. But I don't know about running back, but what would you do in that scenario?
It'd be tough, and part of the reason I'm asking this question, because I saw on NFL.com, just for our 74th pick, they had us take the kid out of Auburn, right? They had us bat for our first pick. So I'm not saying that they know anything, or I mean, they're all just posturing at this time, but I thought it was kind of weird that they had that. That being said, it'd be a tough decision, and here's what I'm looking at. Nick Chubb is worth X amount of dollars to the Browns, right? His contract's done in what? How many?
I think this is it? I don't know.
It'd be one more year after this. So we get 2 years with this kid on a rookie deal, plus you get another 2 years on that rookie deal. Paid a lot of money to our quarterback. We got to pay a lot of money to this defensive line. We paid a lot of money to our offensive line. So there's only so much money to go around, right?
Right.
So would it be a cutting move? I don't know. Now I'm not saying that I don't want to hear anything about, I don't want Nick Chubb. He's my favorite player. You know what I mean? But that being said, the money's going to come from somewhere. The salary cap only goes up so much a year.
No, you're absolutely right. Nick Chubb, by the way, is signed through 2024. So we got this year, next year. He is, 27? He'll be 27 and a half-ish. By the end of this season, he'll be 28 years old. Now, the guys on the show give me a hard time because I'm always harping on running back age, but it's a thing. It's a real thing. I mean, you see these guys drop off after a certain age. Now, of course, Nick Chubb with his workload management the last couple of years, and he might be just a different player. Like I've said before, bodies break down differently. So just because a guy's 28 doesn't mean he's automatically going to break down. His body could have broken down at 25, some of these guys. You never know.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Hey, Don't hear what I'm not saying, though. Bijan Robinson would be, he's going to be an amazing player. He's an incredible prospect, and if he was on the Browns, I would root for him. I'd be totally yeah. pumped about it.
Well, there's two scenarios I see. He's either on us or stay in the NFC. Then we don't have to see him so much, right?
Right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to queue up the mock draft. And before we do, we're just going to take a quick break. This episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest homemade burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. You get $20 off the burger perfection flight, plus free shipping. Discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so as you can see, we got the mock draft settings pulled up here. We are going to go all seven rounds. We are the Browns, and we're just going to keep this one on speed turbo because we don't care what the other teams are drafting. We are not making trades, so we're going to launch into this thing, and here we go. See, Bryce Young went first overall, huh?
Wow.
Okay, we can get into that another day, but yeah. Pick 74, Browns are on the clock. Here we go. Our top, let's see, the top receiver on the board is Nathaniel Dell. You've got your top center is Luke Weipler from Ohio State. Garrett Williams, the cornerback out of Syracuse. Travius Hodges-Tomlinson, cornerback out of TCU. Here's Andre Carter. We've talked about him a few times on the show, the edge out of Army. Oh, so we've got safeties, Jamie Robinson. Who else? Carl Brooks, the edge is here. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kenny. What are you looking at?
Danny Brown, I've heard a lot. Or sorry, what was his name?
Jamie Robinson. Safety out of Florida State.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of connections with him. Now, there's the receiver out of Houston. He's had two visits with the Browns, one at the combine, and the Browns have actually brought him in.
Okay.
So there's something that they really like about him. I don't know if you can shed some light on it, but I don't know much about him. I think they call him Tank, which is a great...
They do call him Tank, but he's definitely not. He's 5'8", 165. He is a small, small, small receiver. He's very fast. I just don't know if he's the type of receiver the Browns bring in. It says, you know, one of the things that PFF has him listed here, you can see it on the screen, what he can improve is route running efficiency. I mean, when you're that small, you better be very good with your route running. You can't just have speed and expect that to win because you're going to be put in a lot of contested catch situations down the field too. And at 5'8", you're not winning those. I'm sorry. You're just not going to.
Yeah. And I think Stefanski's going to want some more versatility out of a receiver than that. Sounds just like a slot.
Yeah.
And I just don't think he's got the size for, I would definitely pass on that. We got bigger things that we need, like, safety and linebacker. So I would say, based on where we are, let's see, I've seen KJ Henry as well linked to us, but I mean, with the number of visits and what we need, I might go with Jamie Robinson.
Okay. Well, let me just throw one more. Jamie Robinson, or would you go Jordan Battle, the safety out of Alabama?
I did not see Jordan. So who's rated higher here?
Well, right now, Jordan Battle's rated higher. His average ADP is at 77. Robinson is at 88. We want to pull up just a quick bio on these guys. We'll do a little more in-depth on obviously this pick and these first couple picks since they're the higher ones. But Jordan Battle, projected third round, high floor safety who can be a plug and play starter from day one. 4-year starter at Alabama for Nick Saban. He does kind of, he's a little older. He's 22.3 years old. You got to remember the Andrew Berry age thing. I mean, that is a legit thing that he looks at. I think that Jordan Battle falls in that range though for us.
Yeah.
So 6'1", 209.
So what's, do we want to cover safety or do we want one that hits?
I want one that hits.
Okay. So I'm going to go for, then we're picking Battle.
We're picking Battle. Okay. Is that for sure our pick right now? We're going Jordan Battle?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want a thumper.
So with pick 74, we just took the safety Jordan Battle out of Alabama. Now we're back on the clock with pick 98. What are we looking at here?
Okay. So we've got, I've seen Isaiah McGuire a lot in this area. I've been looking for a lot of, not sure if we want edge help, but he is a little bit older though. I think this was kind of,
he's 21 years old.
Yeah. So that's part of the reason why I liked him. I thought he had a decent time and a decent weight for being an edge. His overall is 81.2. The other one that I see is close to home, Bowling Green. That would be Carl Brooks. So if we want to go edge. The other thing is we obviously need defensive line help. So I would like to get that addressed early. And we have that Moho Ojomo.
He's out of Texas, yeah.
Moro. And he is young as well.
So yep, 21 years old.
And 292, he may be something that could mold next to Tomlinson that can, he consistently wins, like it says. He's a 3-4 end. He can be a 3-4 end. I don't know if they want to go to that in some kind of like dime or nickel package. So it might be something, although it does say it pass rush. Needs more pass rush moves.
Right. It says that he excels more as a run defender, which, I mean, his run defense grade was 91.4, pretty darn high, something that I think the Browns, I mean, that should interest the Browns with how bad our run defense has been.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that interested me the most about him.
So yeah, I mean,
I would definitely lean to him.
He still had, you know, 5 sacks last year. His pass rush grade is 84.1. It says that's the area he can improve, but it doesn't mean he's necessarily bad at it. It just means it's not his total strong suit. But I've seen this guy, picked this guy in mocks before. I think he's got good potential.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on Schwartz developing him. So I like the pick.
Okay. So we're going to go Moro Ojomo, interior defensive lineman out of Texas. Okay, moving on to pick 111. So we've Carl Brooks, the edge out of Bowling Green, still on the board. KJ Henry, edge out of Clemson, still on the board. Isaiah McGuire, your edge out of Missouri, you just mentioned last pick. He's still on the board. Anthony Johnson Jr., safety out of Iowa State. He is on the board. Would the Browns go two safeties? Or since they took Jordan Battle?
You could. That's not a bad pick. I think that KJ Harvey's an intriguing pick too, because is he not very young and very fast?
Who are we looking at?
It might be KJ Henry, sorry.
KJ Henry? Yeah, let's see. KJ Henry, he's older. He's over 24 years old.
Well, I'm thinking of someone else.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not saying that, you know, a guy being 24 years old would immediately, you know, there's no way the Browns would draft him, but you do have to remember that these older prospects, a guy like 24, say he comes out and he plays pretty well or whatever, and you're thinking about re-signing him, whenever he gets to his second contract, he's going to be going on 29 years old.
Right.
So it's just something to consider when you're drafting, yeah, when you're investing in younger rookies.
Now, I think originally through other mocks, I had another D lineman picked, and it was Zach Pickens. I just don't know if he's available for us at this point.
Well, I can look him up real quick and see if he's gone. Looks like he is not available now. So,
okay.
Another guy that we have talked about before is this linebacker out of Tulane, Dorian Williams. I do believe the Browns met with him. Is that correct?
Yeah. that they did meet with him. Okay. I thought he was a little slight on weight at 228. We already had. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say exactly what you're going to say. We've already got JOK.
Yeah, and he's now he is young, so we already got JOK. So I mean, we also have Tony Fields, right?
True.
They'd all be the same.
True.
So that's the only thing that would I like his stats. I looked him up. The other thing I'll throw this out there. What about Luke Schumacher from Michigan, a tight end? We got Njoku, and we got Atkins, and then Bryant is a wild card, right? Oh, he's old. Sure.
He is so, 24 and a half years old.
But he can block. He's capable of blocking, so I don't know if that's something that Bryant's going to improve on, but I don't know. I don't see Barry now that you bring that up doing that. I know they've met with him a couple times, so that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, and tight end is one of those positions that I do look for the Browns to address at some point, whether it is in the draft, if a guy they like is available at a good spot, or if they go back to free agency like they did with Jordan Akins. But yeah, Harrison Bryant just hasn't shown. I know it takes a few years for tight ends to really develop and come into their own in the NFL, but he just hasn't shown much progress at all, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we can go Schoonmaker, or we could look at these edge rushers, McGuire, Brooks, one of these guys, if you like.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just stick to my guns and my gut, and I'll go with Isaiah McGuire.
Isaiah McGuire, the edge rusher out of Missouri. Welcome to Cleveland in this fake draft. Okay, we're on pit 120.
I penalized them because Elliott came out of there, right? So,
yeah, right. All right, so we're moving on to pick 126. Let's see.
Now, with 126, do you want to address backup center with Juice Scruggs? Oh, they got that. Now, who was the guy that was on your show that was going for the center out of
Michigan? Yeah, that was this was Olusegun Oluwatimi.
Oluwatimi, yeah.
Quincy Carrier. We had Quincy Carrier on the show, and that's who he liked.
Quincy, yeah, that's right. Quincy Carrier. He, I always want to call him Quincy Carter, but that was quarterback. yeah, he's just a shade under 24. The guy really sold me on him. He's a run blocker. I think he'd mesh really well with what the Browns are doing, and our O-line coach, man. Like, I can see that based on what he said. And, I like that. Juice Scruggs is a little bit higher rated though, I believe. And, I could go for that guy as well, and I'd rather pick a guy from Penn State, Michigan. So that might sway me, but
well, let's just look at their blocking grades. So overall grade for Scruggs was 71.5, 67.5, or I'm sorry, I'm looking the wrong thing, 69.9 in the run, so basically a 70, and then pass 73.6. He's over 23 years old, and Oluwatimi, he is also over 23. So as far as the age thing goes between these two guys, that's not a big deal. It looks like, man, Oluwatimi out of Michigan, Quincy kind of sold him on me too, or sold me on him. Yeah. So I don't know. Kenny, you make the call here. We're going to pick a center, it sounds like, right?
Unfortunately, we're gonna go with I can't even say the name, but
Oluwatimi out of Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the Browns get their backup center now. Okay, back on the clock at pick 140. Looks like the safety out of Iowa State, Anthony Johnson, still on the board. We've got some running backs. Sean Tucker out of Syracuse. Deuce Vaughn out of Kansas State. Parker Washington, the wide receiver out of Penn State's on the board. Do you want to see which... Is there a position you want to focus in on?
So maybe now's the time to get a running back. I mean, okay. I think we've gone over a lot on this show. I think we saw the backup to Bijan on the board there.
Is he here now? No, I think he's already been picked. About Roshan Johnson.
Yeah, I thought I saw him, but I did not.
So here's a guy that I've been listening to some things and hearing guys talk about, and this wouldn't be a pick now, this would be later in the draft. But Israel Abanaconda, however you say his name, the running back out of Pitt. So he's 5'11", 216, 20 years old.
Yep.
He's speed. I don't know. It's just he's a player that, as far as a depth running back later in the draft, I think would be interesting. But if you want to take one of these other guys now, I'm all about it.
Yeah, let's see. You know what? I could go with my Canadian roots and go for Chase Brown. He's from Canada. I can't remember where he is from. I could go that route, but he wins on speed too. He's 5'9", he's 23. I'm going to stick with, I like what the one that you brought up. It's new to me. I like what we see and I like the age, and we can get, I think he'd be great based on what we're reading, maybe third down back at this point.
Okay. So you want to try to save a Abanikanda for a later pick?
No, we can go, he's ranked 174.
Yeah.
We can wait on him. Okay. So maybe let's go to our top overall.
Okay, here we are.
Are we gonna regret passing on Anthony here a couple times?
I think we are. I think if he was still on the board at this point at pick 140, yeah, the Browns would, I don't think it'd be a question. They'd be solidifying the safety depth, adding to that room, and I think this kid is a decent player. He was the one, if I'm not mistaken, moved from cornerback. Is that right? Yeah. He switched from corner to safety. So I think as far as backing up Juan Thornhill as that deep safety, I think he's got the skills to do it.
And then playing corner, we want these guys on dime, nickel, like various defenses. He can play a couple positions. That's fantastic. Let's grab this guy.
Okay. So Anthony Johnson, safety out of Iowa State. A couple picks later, 142, we're back on the board again. So is there anybody else that we were looking at there? Do you want to see who's available at receiver?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing. You know who I really got talked into, I don't know if he's gone yet, is Mingo, but he might be down a little bit low.
I think he's gone. He's already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got talked into him too. I think Jonathan Mingo's got good potential for the NFL. So we can go Parker Washington, Jalen Moreno Cropper out of Fresno State, Bryce Ford Wheaton. We've talked about him before out of West Virginia.
So Moreno Cropper, I think we've been talking about him in the Patreon.
Okay.
I believe someone's been talking about him, and I like what I hear. He fits the age. I don't know about the weight, to be honest with you, but 5'11", you can maybe put a couple more pounds on based on his age, right?
Right.
I don't know what he is speed-wise or route-wise, though. That's the only thing I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't know if it has a whole lot of that information in here on him. Well, let's just go back and look. I mean, again, who's Andrew Voorhees, the guard out of USC? I mean, we could go another offensive line. Well, he's a little older, too. He's over 24.
56, okay. Yeah. There's a tight end there. There's Davis Allen, and he's kind of rising up a little bit. He's a decent blocker. I think he's got a, yeah. So he's the one that he's slower. He's 22, but he's 6'6". So he's a guy like Njoku from the catching the ball contested wise in the end zone. So if you're going to have a guy that's a third tight end, he's 6'6", maybe not the slowest, but runs pretty good routes. And he's a decent blocker.
His run block rate was 69, which is good.
You know, so that's something that can improve with what the Browns are currently doing with their tight ends, right?
I'd be all about taking him, because I like the idea of getting another tight end who can come in and block in line, so that way we don't have to have David Njoku do. I'd like to free him up to go catch the passes and get downfield, because he is a freak athlete.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
All right, so do you want to pull the trigger on Davis Allen here?
Yep.
All right, the Clemson tight end. Now we're going to move on to pick 190. We've got just the two picks left here.
All right.
Moreno Cropper is the wide receiver we just talked about. He's still on the board. Clayton Toon, the quarterback out of Houston. I know we've met with him. Actually, this is one area I was interested in seeing. okay, the kid out of UCLA is no longer available. So,
oh, Dorian, yeah,
yeah.
So I had when I went through mine, I had Owen Papo around this time. So I got another linebacker mainly for special teams, and I think he's a bit of a thumper.
His name is Owen.
Owen, yeah.
And he's not available either.
No, so he's gone. Well, we haven't got a receiver yet. Let's see who's available.
That was linebacker too. Okay, so a receiver, Marino Cropper still available. Rakeem Jarrett out of Maryland is a receiver that I've kind of starting to hear a little bit of buzz about. I still think he's going to be a later pick, but 6'1", 192, 22 years old.
That's not bad.
And then Ronnie Bell, again, a Michigan wide receiver, but not a whole lot of production in college, though they never have a quarterback, so it's really hard to knock a Michigan receiver for not having a whole lot of production.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about him. I mean, the worst case scenario, we're in the, sixth round, and he turns into Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like, I'll be all right with that.
Yeah, or even half of that for a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, but I mean, for bang for buck, Jalen is up there from Fresno State, ranked 142. We're picking at 194. Maybe we just take a flyer on a kid that's, I think he was a little bit older.
Yeah, I'll just double check that for you real quick while we... No, he's just about to turn 22, so he's the light guy. He's the light guy, but we're going to draft Jalen Moreno Cropper, yeah. And then we're going to be on the board now with our last pick at 229. I mean, would the Browns grab a quarterback to potentially, you know, see what they got as far as a backup? I know they've been linked to a couple guys. Yeah. There's a couple interior D linemen here, linebackers. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. They met with Clayton Toon both, I think, at the combine, and they invited him into Berea. So, I mean, there's obviously something they like. Let's just pick him up and get a see who he can beat out. Maybe Kellen Mond won't be on the team anymore.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Okay, so we're going to see what the draft grade throws at us here.
It's that Clayton Toon pick. That's going to drive it right off.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. All right. So it looks like overall we got an A minus on this draft. So Jordan Battle, the safety out of Alabama at 74, got us a B plus. Moro Jomo, that interior D lineman, got B plus. Isaiah McGuire, your pick, your boy, A, edge rusher out of Missouri. Olusegun Oluwatimi, the center out of Michigan, got a D plus. So PFF wasn't real pumped about us taking him. Anthony Johnson, the safety at 140, got us an A+. Davis Allen, just a C+, that tight end out of Clemson. Then your Moreno Cropper pick and Clayton Toon, both A- and A+. All right. Not bad.
Yeah. Not too shabby. So I'm feeling good about the draft, man.
Yeah, feeling pretty good about this one. So let's head back. New mock draft. 7 rounds. We're going to slow this one down a little bit. That way we can see who's getting picked. We've got our guys in mind. If we don't see their names getting called at a certain point, we're going to pause this thing and we're going to make a trade up and go get somebody. So let's dive in and we'll kind of commentate on what happens here a little bit too. So again, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, 2, CJ Stroud, 4. Well, let's see. There's Will Levis, 7 to the Raiders.
Wow.
Yep. Jackson Smith and Jigba going to Texans.
Love to have him.
I think he's going to be a heck of a receiver. Quentin Johnston goes to the Lions. Let's see. What else is going on here? Jordan Addison, the wide receiver USC, goes to the Giants. I've seen that mock quite a bit.
Okay, so linebackers going slow.
Okay, so I'm just going to pause real quick. Have you seen any of the names go that you were interested in? They're all still there, right? It was Simpson.
No, I don't think I've seen any linebackers go.
Simpson, yet. Sanders, and Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Or not Jackson, Jack. Campbell. Jackson. Yeah. Okay. We will resume. Let's see here. There goes Sanders. Mozzie Smith is gone. Jack Campbell's gone. So we'll pause. So the last guy is Trenton Simpson. That's the guy. You talked about this. The Browns met with him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, kind of looking at team needs here, the Saints are on the clock right now. Their needs, according to PFF, guard, center, D-line, cornerback. Right after them is the Titans wide receiver O-line. I do believe the Titans took an O-lineman in the first round, if I saw that correctly, in this mock. So do we try to trade with the Saints here, or do we wait? Because the Jets, it says, needs a linebacker, and they've got 42 and 43 coming up.
Yeah, we got it. We either got to get it here, or we got to get the next pick. So if they're going to go guard or center, those are lower. So their next pick is going to be D-line, right? So mm-hmm. I think that might up for them. So Campbell's gone. So we want to try and get Simpson. So Sanders is gone. So yeah, we want to try and get Simpson.
Okay, so we want to try to trade with the Saints here?
Let's see what we can get done with them. Yeah.
Okay. And so you had said what it was going to take. We'll try to get pick 40 here. You said it was going to take 74 and what else?
98 and 190, I believe.
And 190. So it's still saying this trade will not be accepted. Now, we can force the trade. We can throw in, we throw in our third round pick for next year. Now it's got an 84% chance of being accepted. I don't know. Do you want to do anything like that? A third round pick in 2025? Maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't affect us. We're 1 year wonders, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to go ahead and offer that trade?
Yeah, we'll go get our guys.
Oh, the trade was not accepted. Oh, well, I'll just throw in a fifth.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. Okay.
There we go.
Now we're on the board trying to see where he is at. Huh. It was a line. You saw him?
Yeah.
Trenton Simpson, there he is, linebacker out of Clemson. That's our guy. We're pulling the trigger here.
Yeah.
All right, Trenton Simpson. The Browns went up to pick 40 in the second round and got their linebacker. I'm going to pause this. Do we want to make any other trades, or do we want to roll out with the last five picks?
Okay. So, the next trade that I made would have been I traded picks 111. And 142 up to 94, and I got Ika.
Okay. Yeah. So you said we went up to pick, what was it, 94?
Yeah, and we traded 111 and 142, but I don't even know if that guy's been drafted already.
So. Oh, he just went at pick 63.
Oh, no.
Yep, the DT out of Baylor. So he is gone. Was there anybody else there that you had?
Well, we just want to get a defensive tackle, so let's see what's left.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going to have this in the podcast. Honestly, how do I get into... I don't know how to go see who's still available on the board.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's what I don't like about this.
Yeah, we might just have to do like the one draft to get a linebacker, and then because that's a big need.
Well, we'll dive back in here. All right. Well, since Ika just got picked by the Chiefs at pick 63, we're just going to turbo this and we're going to fly up to pick 111. Now, here we are, kind of the same scenario as the last draft. Anthony Johnson's still on the board. There's the top safety. Browns might be interested there. Isaiah McGuire, that edge rusher, still there. Moro Jomo is still on the board. Which guy do you want?
You want to take a quick peek at Turner there, the defensive interior, and see what he's about?
Turner? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kobe Turner. I'm sorry, out of Wake Forest. Sure. Looks like his overall grade, 92.2, pass rush, 88.8, run defense, 93.1. He grades out pretty darn well.
Is he 27?
He's 20. He's going to be 24, 6'3", 290. So definitely older. He's a little bit slight, like it says here, for at 290 for that interior DT. So I don't know. Would you take him over a guy like Ojomo, who we picked in the last draft? He's younger. He's not even 22 yet. He's lighter too, I guess, at the 292.
Yeah.
Or do we just edge rusher? You know, Isaiah McGuire was a good grade for us last time.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, Isaiah McGuire's coming back again. Probably going to end up having a lot of the same picks here. Here we could try Juice Scruggs, see what the grade is, versus Olawotemba. You want to try that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, Juice Scruggs, center out of Penn State, back on the clock at 140. What receivers are available here? I don't know if they would pass on Anthony Johnson being available, but really it's the same.
Bryce Ford Wheaton, and then he's going to be a type receiver too, right?
What kind of receiver?
Slot. He's a kind of...
No, he's bigger. Guy. He's 6'4", 221.
Oh,
he's a little older. He's 23, but yes.
So that's something I wouldn't mind trying, just with the overall physical tools that he has. And maybe we don't get Davis this time because we traded picks. So maybe he's going to be our contested ball jumper in the end zone.
Okay. So do you want to go ahead and grab Bryce Ford Wheaton?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, Bryce Ford Wheaton, the wide receiver out of West Virginia. We're back on the clock. What's catching your eye now?
Well, it looks like Anthony Johnson just really wants to be a Brown.
He does. We're going to draft him again, Anthony Johnson. Yeah. I don't know if this kid makes it this far in the real NFL draft, but interesting that we were able to get him twice this late.
Yeah.
Last pick, 229.
So we will go... Who's Cameron Brown there? A corner. You want to go with a corner?
Corner out of Ohio State. We could do that.
Let's do that.
Okay. We will draft Cameron Brown, the cornerback out of Ohio State. Cornerback depth always necessary in the NFL.
We've got to have one Buckeye, man. We've got to have one Buckeye. So.
Yeah. Okay. So our overall grade on this one. Ooh, not as good, Kenny. We got a C+. The trade up to get Trenton Simpson got us an F. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Well, as we did it, I noticed what his grade was versus what we traded for. We gave up too much to get him. So if it was Campbell, I think, or if it was Sanders, we just missed out on them. We ultimately would have went that route first because I would definitely have picked Campbell over him. And I think that would have increased our value overall. I'm a little surprised with the Bryce Ford Wheaton one, but maybe he was going to drop a little bit and we could have got him later. Who knows? But, Anthony Johnson is still bringing up our grades there. Isaiah McGuire. Pro Football Focus really likes those guys, so hopefully we see them in Browns uniforms.
That'd be nice. Juice Scruggs rated or gave us a better grade than Olawatimi did. Cameron Brown is that last flyer pick, a cornerback, a C. You know, whatever. These are just grades based on PFF, their analytics and everything, but they've got a good product here, so we like to use them. It's a lot of fun to do it this way. But the real NFL draft, man, we are only days away. So make sure you guys are checking out YouTube Live Friday night, 7 o'clock. We're going to be recapping round one. We're going to flow through with you guys rounds two, round three, talk about what the Browns are doing, who they should be looking at. We'll be monitoring these guys that we just talked about, me and Kenny, and see, okay, are they still available? Are they falling through the second round? When should the Browns be thinking about, you know, jumping up and getting these guys? So we'll be there through it all. We've got the homage t-shirt giveaway contest going on the whole time. It's just going to be a ton of fun. We're going to be eating burgers. I don't know, Kenny. I wish you were coming, man. I wish you were coming to the studio.
Yeah, man, that would be amazing. I totally love doing this stuff with you guys, but unfortunately I'm going to be heading out to Vegas. So I want to get my sleep in before I have a really good time for
I'm not sure how many people ever say, unfortunately, I'm going to Vegas, but there you go. Maybe a first time for everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to mention real quick about the draft, about what the Browns are going to do, about these mocks before we wrap it up?
Well, I had a couple of notes. I think Brian Bosar touched on a guy. I had him way too high, but he's a fullback. And his name's Hunter, I think it's Luepke. It's Luepke. He's out of not San Diego State. He's out of South Dakota State, I believe. And he might not get drafted, but he's a guy that I wouldn't mind seeing on the Browns. Now, I think the fullback is just a classification, but I think he can play running back, and I think he can play tight end.
Okay.
Instead of drafting a guy like Davis, I think maybe getting a guy that can play all like H-back and all those positions gives a little bit more versatility to the Browns, because the times that they did have that Johnny Stanton guy in, he kind of did all that stuff and backed up.
That's true. That's true.
And so I'd like to see that even just for the preseason, but I think he might be somebody that the Browns might get. The other guys that I was looking at, there's a guy coming up I didn't even know they had a football team. It's Sacramento State. His name is Marte Mapu. And he is a larger individual. I don't have the stats pulled up right now, but let me just quick look at it.
While you're doing that, I will just comment on what you just said a little bit ago, just to reiterate. The versatility thing for these players in the eyes of the Browns is key. Because of a lot of the contracts that we have that we're in right now, Deshaun Watson, obviously, you know, we've got guys, our offensive line, like you said, Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, we've got guys that are, we've got a lot of cap space allocated toward them. Rightfully so, they're great players. But when you can get a guy who can come in and he can fill in at a tight end position if we need him to, a fullback position if we need him to, he can take carries from the running back position if we need him to. That's the kind of thing, and he can do them all well and efficiently. That's the kind of thing that the Browns, I feel, are going to gravitate toward.
Yeah, because, I mean, these guys that make the team, they're going to be kind of the back end of the team. You got to play multiple positions. And right. If you can't, you're not going to be on the team. So, okay, so this guy, PFF, rated 139. Mapu, he's 23. 6'3", 216 pounds, though. So, like, and you're playing those dime, you're playing those nickels, you're getting extra guys in. He can play like a linebacker. So there's another guy too, a lot like him, and that's JL Skinner. He's 6'4", 209. You know, so again, he plays a slot or a linebacker. So these are guys that I've been kind of looking at as well. And then I think that's the only guys that I wanted to mention too that kind of came off the charts for me. I was kind of alerted to JL Skinner because the president of the Boise State Browns backers goes to every single game, and he's super into those guys, or I would have not known about that specific guy. And then the other guy was Owen Papineau. I kind of liked where he was for a guy that could be like a backup linebacker / special teamer, which our guy Bubba Vatrone would probably really like.
Yep, I'm sure he would. Okay. Well, great. I'm glad that you mentioned those names. I know that we talked about this before the show. Not all Browns fans are gung-ho about the draft, especially with the fact that we don't pick till the third round. But, you know, this is essential team building season right now. You build first through the draft. I mean, everybody has draft picks. Not everybody has, you know, available cap space every year. Not everybody has two, you know, free agent spots allocated toward them. Everybody has draft picks allocated. Whether you keep them or not, that's their prerogative. But the draft is where it all starts. So it is good to know these names. And, you know, maybe we'll be seeing some of them on the Browns after next weekend. But, Kenny, I really appreciate you joining me for these mock drafts today and bringing all your knowledge and, you know, all the research you've done into these prospects today.
Yeah, no, I was pumped. And you know what? You were mentioning everybody else. It was kind of like everybody else is kind of stuck a little bit. And when you brought this to my attention, I got really into it. And I'm super pumped to see you guys live. And I'm super pumped to see what happens on Saturday, too.
Absolutely. It's going to be a ton of fun. So again, Friday, 7 o'clock, join us. YouTube Live, day two of the NFL Draft, rounds 2 and 3. We'll be live. Kenny's going to be in Las Vegas, so wish him luck. He's going to have a ton of fun. And for everybody else, we will talk to you. I don't know how many episodes we're going to put out this week. We're going to be kind of busy getting ready for the draft and doing all that kind of stuff. So until we talk to you guys next time, let's go Browns.
Go Browns.
's for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.